1. Editorial for the school newspaper, Highway Herald, June 1946. Eleanor Roosevelt had been the first lady throughout most of Ruth Bader's childhood. Ruth's mother, who deeply admired the first lady, often read Mrs. Roosevelt's My Day newspaper columns aloud to Ruth. 8 months after President Roosevelt's death, Eleanor Roosevelt was appointed by President Truman as a U.S. delegate to the newly established United Nations General Assembly. The U.N. Charter, in its preamble, declared as one of its aims to regain faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small. Eleanor Roosevelt, pursuant to that goal, became, in April 1946, the first chairperson of the newly created UN Commission on Human Rights. In the wake of World War II, Ruth and her mother followed closely as Eleanor Roosevelt led the efforts that would result in 1948 in the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document Roosevelt celebrated as the International Magna Carta for all mankind. 2 months after Eleanor Roosevelt was chosen to head the UN Commission on Human Rights, Ruth Bader, by then a 13-year-old eighth grader and editor of her school newspaper, The Highway Herald, wrote a column of her own. Her column, the first piece in this collection, was a sign of things to come. While other students wrote about the circus, school plays, and the glee club, Ruth discussed the Ten Commandments, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and United Nations Charter. Highway Herald, June 1946, published by pupils of Elementary Public School 238, Brooklyn, New York. Editorial by Ruth Bader, Grade 8, B1. Since the beginning of time, the world has known four great documents. Great because of all the benefits to humanity which came about as a result of their fine ideals and principles. The first was the Ten Commandments, which was given to Moses while he was leading the Israelites through the wilderness to the land of Canaan. Today, people of almost every religion respect and accept them as a code of ethics and a standard of behavior. Up until the 13th century, conditions under the kings of Europe were unbearable for the commoners. Taxation was high, living conditions poor, and justice unknown. It was then, in 1215 AD, that the barons and peers of England met and drew up a charter called the Magna Carta. After forcing King John to sign it, the document was declared the governing law of the land. This gave the English peasants the first rights ever granted to them. When William of Orange, a Dutchman, was offered the English throne, his chief ambition was to use the military powers of Britain to aid his beloved Holland in its war with Spain. In accepting this offer, he had to grant certain concessions to the English people. So in 1689, he signed the Bill of Rights. This limited the king's powers and gave much of the government control to Parliament, another important stride in the history of the world. The Declaration of Independence of our own U.S. may well be considered one of the most important steps in the shaping of the world. It marked the birth of a nation that has so grown in strength as to take its place at the top of the list of the world's great powers. And now we have a fifth great document, the Charter of the United Nations. Its purpose and principles are to maintain international peace and security, to practice tolerance, and to suppress any acts of aggression or other breaches of peace. It is vital that peace be assured, for now we have a weapon that can destroy the world. We children of public school age can do much to aid in the promotion of peace. We must try to train ourselves and those about us to live together with one another as good neighbors, for this idea is embodied in the great new Charter of the United Nations. It is the only way to secure the world against future wars and maintain an everlasting peace.